Country's full of singers.
Yes, but well, you're better than practically all of them. Really, Clay, if you just get out and meet people, sing in front of an audience just once, you'd feel entirely different.
I'd never live it through. People scare the daylights out of me, Mary.
Well, you're not scared of me.
No, but you're not people.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now you know what I mean.
Maybe to you I'm a night-blooming hibiscus.
Please don't get sore. Why... I like you better than any girl I ever met. I'd do anything for you. If you said, go over there and dig up that poplar tree and move it over there by that elm, I'd do it.
All right, Clay. There is something you can do for me. You can stop acting like a frightened fawn and start standing up and facing people like a man. You said you'd do anything.
Well, I'll try.
Darling? Donna? Oh. Darling, I...
Daddy?
Well, hello.
Daddy, I'd like you to meet Clay Shannon. Clay, this is my father.
Glad to meet you, Clay.
Howdy do.
Daddy, you didn't hear Clay's songs.
No?
You know, you haven't lived here for Clay singing that River Valley.
Well, let's live. I'd like to hear.
I don't think I better. I gotta be going. It's getting pretty late. Thank you very much anyway. Goodbye.
Clay, are you all right?
I'm all right, but I think I broke one of your pernicular tropicalis.
Where does Mary find these characters?
Mary's known Clay ever since she was in high school.
But he's such a big, clumsy moose, so he's all hands and feet. I don't know what she sees in this. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean that unkindly.
No one ever means to be unkind to Clay, but everyone is. Mother, are you through with these?
Mm-hmm. Help yourself.
Just because he's so shy and awkward, everybody laughs at him. Do you know he's just terrified of people?
Well, you seem to wield some sort of magic over him.
Mother, you know, he's really not the big clumsy oaf that everybody seems to think he is. He's a gentle and talented person. He just needs somebody to urge him on. He has no parents, no family, nobody who really cares about him.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty fair job of it.
Mother, I've been thinking. You know, everybody should have a project, something to do that's really worthwhile. Well, Clay is going to be my project.
You haven't picked an easy one.
Why don't you start with something simple, like moving the Rocky Mountains?
Daddy, please don't laugh at me.
I'm not, honey, but he's such a big project.
Well, I'm going to show everyone. I'm going to show everybody in this town who has ever laughed at Clay. He's good-looking, he's talented, and he's intelligent. He just needs somebody to drive him.
She has a driver's license.
Boy, lightning has struck the perfume counter. How come you're all dressed up?
Will you go away?
Hey, Dad, look at this. Mom's perfume, new dress. Think she's going out for Miss America?
Oh, what's the occasion?
A Carlton Hotel. Yes, may I please speak to Jerry Harris?
Jerry Harris?
Oh, no, thank you. That's all right. I'll call back later. Thank you. Well, really, Daddy, I don't stand around and stare at you when you're talking on the telephone.
I'm sorry, honey, but the outfit's so early in the morning.
Yeah, and who's Jerry Harris?
At the Carlton Hotel.
Well, he's not a boyfriend. I'm leaving, Mother.
Good luck, dear.
Gentlemen, today a star is born.
Who's she talking about?
Maybe that moose who fell in our bushes.
Hello, Clay.
Hi, Mary. Oh, I'm sorry, Mary.
That's all right.
It's nice, clean topsoil.
Well, never mind. I want to talk to you now.
I'm sorry about last night, Mary.
Clay, now, just forget about last night. You're wasting a terrific talent, and I have decided that I am not going to stand by and let it happen. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
All right. Now, you're going with me to see Professor Raskin at the college.
What for?
Because he knows Jerry Harris, and Jerry Harris is a very big wheel with one of the most important artist bureaus. He's in town for the music festival. Now, I want you to meet him, and I want him to hear you sing.
We got a lot of grape hyacinths coming in this afternoon, and I promised Mrs. Orkin I'd look at her crabgrass.
Mrs. Orkin's crabgrass can wait. Now, this is your career we're talking about. Your whole life.
I'd better not.
Remember the Red River Valley and the boy that has loved you so true. Come and be by my side if you
love me. Remember last night? You said you'd do anything? Meet me at Professor Raskin's? 2 o'clock?
All right.
Oh, good. Now, remember, suit, white shirt, and tie. Oh, no topsoil.
Mary, it appears your songbird has forgotten us.
Oh, I just don't understand it. He promised he would be here at 2 o'clock.
You must be pretty fond of this lad.
Well, it's more than that, Professor Raskin. You see, Clay Shannon is a boy who has never had a break in his entire life. Nobody has ever helped him or cared anything about him. And, well, right now, I'm the only one in this whole town who believes that Clay could ever be anything but a hothouse flunky.
And at the moment, maybe you're not too sure?
Oh, I'm not going to give up, even though I do know what happened. He chickened out.
Mary, I've never yet heard of an aspiring singer who had to be dragged to an audition. It seems to me that if the boy really wanted this opportunity, if he really wanted to be discovered, he would have been here panting to sing.
Well, you don't know Clay. He's not like any other human being.
Oh?
Well, I mean, he's too timid to know what he really wants.
But you do know.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, honestly, Professor Raskin, this is a man that you have to treat like a child. He just doesn't know what's good for him, and the only way he'll ever be great is if somebody gets behind him and just drives him and drives him. He is going to be great. He's going to be a big star. I'm absolutely sure of it.
You should be the one who's going to meet Jerry Harris.
You have all the makings of a top-flight agent.
Oh, well, I'm not trying to sell him. You see, this is a personal project. To prove that I'm right. Just once to prove that Clay is as talented and wonderful as I think he is.
Well, shall we go?
Where?
Well, I thought we'd go down by the nursery. Browse among the begonias.
Oh, Professor Raskin, you'll just love him. I know you will.
As Mr. Durandy would say, you have aroused my curiosity. To the burning pen.
Probably avoiding us. Professor Raskin, you wait right here and I'll go find him right now. Thank you. You just very proud.
I'm sorry, Mary. I couldn't do it. I got all dressed and everything, and I even got to the college steps. But I couldn't go in.
Even after you promised me? Clay, you gave me your word.
I told you, Mary. I'm not cut out for meeting all these big people. Can't we just forget about the career? And I'll come and sing on your front porch, and everything will be fine, just like it was.
Well, you really don't trust me, do you?
You know I trust you. That's the reason I...
I have news for you, Clay Shannon. Trust is everything.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Would you do something for me, Clay?
Well, sure, Mary.
All right. Go and get your guitar, bring it back here, and just sing some of the songs you sang for me last night. Right here in your little woodland paradise.
Okay.
Professor Raskin, I found him.
Good.
It was just as I said. He lost his nerve. Do you know, he got all dressed, got all the way up to college, and then got cold feet. But you are going to hear him sing?
Where?
Oh, come on. Here and listen.
I've held a number of auditions in my life, but never anything like this.
Well, we're not supposed to be peeking.
This is the boy who's going to be the idol of millions? Mary, when a boy becomes the idol of millions, somebody, sometime, somewhere is going to be peeking.
Down in the valley so low,
to take hold of him and give him confidence. Push him right to the top.
All right. Take him to see Jerry Harris this afternoon. I'll make the appointment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Mary, you have one small problem. I can arrange for Clay to see Jerry Harris, but how are you going to arrange for Jerry Harris to see Clay?
I can't do it.
Oh, Clay, there is no such word as can't. Will you stop acting like a bulky mule?
Why did you bring me down here anyway? I can't sing for that Jerry Harris. You know that.
Clay, don't you realize that sometime, somewhere, you are going to have to stand up and sing in front of somebody if you are ever going to be a success?
I don't want to be a success.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, that there is Jerry Harris's room, and he is one of the most important men in the entertainment business. He can make you a big star. Now, you're going to go into that room, and you're going to sing for him.
Mary, why are you doing this to me? I never wanted it. It was all your idea.
Well, all right, Clay. That's the way you want it. I give up. I'm not going to force you to do something that you really don't want to do.
I've been telling you all along.
If you want to throw away the chance of a lifetime, just betray all the trust and the faith that I've had in you, go right ahead. You walk right back down this hallway and go back to the nursery, because it doesn't matter to me at all. I'll just be terribly, terribly disappointed. I really believe in you, Clay.
Knowing me and all, you still believe?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go.
Well, hello there. You must be Mary Stone and Clay Shannon?
Yes, that's right.
We have an appointment to see Mr. Harris.
Jerry Harris?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jerry Harris. It happens all the time. Come on in.
Thank you.
So you're Clay Shannon?
Yes, ma'am. And you're Mr. Harris?
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Nice. Professor Raskin says you have a very nice singing voice, too. Have you had any experience?
No, ma'am. Well,
up till now, he's only sung for me, but, well, he's terrific. He really is.
Won't you sit down? How would you like to sing for me, Clay?
I'd be delighted.
Good.
As the blackbird in the spring, neath the willow tree, sat and pipped, I heard him sing, singing orally. Orally, orally, made of golden hair, sunshine came. And swallows in the air. On her cheek the rose was born. There was music when she spoke. In her eyes the rays of morn with sudden splendor broke. Orally, made of golden hair, sunshine came along with thee and swallows in the air.
Excuse me, dear.
There's still no answer. He's gone, Mother. I've lost him.
Did you try the nursery?
He's not there. You know, Mother, I knew it this afternoon when we were in the hotel room. Something came over Clay right there before my eyes. The way Miss Harris looked at him, he's going to be a big star, Mother, just as I said. Well, I'll never see him again. I'm sorry, honey. Oh, don't be. I asked for it.
Big star. to me. And I'd say don't ever stop. You'll reach the top, you'll see. You'll be a big star. Yes, a big star. And he hasn't any time, hasn't any time for me. I remember when my star was feeling blue, I would cheer him up and say, hey, I believe in you. You'll be a big star, such a big star. Yes, I guess I always knew someday it would all come true. When I hear his records play, memories haunt me night and day. Why am I reaching for a star that's so very far away? He's so famous, everybody knows his name. So he's really not to blame if things can't be the same. Star should fall, I'll be waiting after all. But if your star should fall, I'll be waiting after all. But if your star should fall, I'll be waiting after all.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.